and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tankar's Tavern blog. Today, we are going to look at some wayward Kickstarters. Wayward Kickstarters are those that are generally overdue for one reason or another. Usually, you can track down their reasons to being overdue because not just because of the issues of mismanaged time, but it's usually appears to be mismanaged funding. The funding goal wasn't proper or whatever else. It's usually an issue like that. So, yes, I know that technically Tuesdays or Kickstarter Day here at the Tavern, Tuesdays are where I try to pull out the current Kickstarters, usually the ones that are running, occasionally in a wayward, but I've got a couple of waivers to address today, and I figure we'll just make an episode of it. So, the first one we are looking at is Yarr, the Pirate RPG Hardcover, Make 100 Edition. This was due in September of 2017. It's a rewrite. It's another edition of a game that was already written. So you think about that. You think, how hard can it be to make a new edition of a 100-page game? You would figure that, you know, the funding, such as it is, would have taken that into account, the time frame. You would have had this written before. I even forgot that I backed this. I mentioned this before. I back a shit ton of Kickstarters, and backing for 25 is pretty much on the low end for me. So for 25 for a hardcover D20 book that is probably compatible with my Swords and Wizardry rules that I like to play with. Oh, it is. Game mechanics are based on Swords and Wizardry. All right. So it would have worked pretty well. But I'm still waiting on it. Now, why am I waiting on it? Well, excuse me. The reason that we are waiting on it is, well, it's not done. Why isn't it done? I'll tell you why it's not done. It's not done because of family reasons. Now, as far as this Yarr Kickstarter goes, because his latest update is talking about somebody else's Kickstarter. Why would you care about somebody else's Kickstarter? I don't want updates on your Kickstarter when you're already a year late pimping somebody else's Kickstarter. You shouldn't be looking to squeeze more money out of me or for you or your friends. But in any case, so as far as this Yarr Kickstarter goes, I do have upgraded rules and work progressing on reorganizing the text and writing some new parts. I'm honestly struggling to adjust to having my 5-week-old and struggling through a legal battle and lots of personal stuff. I apologize, I don't have more done, but I am making progress. What this means and what this tells you is that when this Kickstarter launched, when this Kickstarter funded, okay, and let's be clear, when it funded, it had nothing in place. Now, when did it launch? January 31st, 2017. So, it launched in January 31st, 2017. Here we are, a year, 8 months later, a year and 8 months later, and there ain't jack shit. We've got nothing. Again, this is a game that was already written. We're just revising it. How could there be nothing? I will tell you now why there is probably nothing. And why you shouldn't hold your breath. This is my opinion. This is my analysis. I do not say that this is fact. But here, pledge goal, 2,000. Goal, actually money raised, $2,146. Okay, I backed for 25. The majority of people backed for 25. We have 7 backers that were over 50. 10 that were at 20. All right, so if you break down the backer numbers, you find that there's about $560 that is unclaimed. 25% approximately of the monies raised by this project appear to be from angel backers. And angel backers are people that are either related to the project creator, good friends of the project creator, and they put either their money or they put the creator's money into the project to make sure it funds. Now, there are some issues when you do that, besides the fact that, well, if you did your numbers right when you planned out your project, you would see that, all right, I need $2,000 to break even from all my expenses and effort, and maybe you're paying yourself for the writing. I don't know. So if you're going to come short, you put in $500 or more of your own money into it. I think my numbers were $560. Not saying this happened, but there's $500 some odd that cannot be accounted for by the backer levels. That would mean that either you ran your numbers wrong when you planned out this project, or the interest isn't in it. You want to get it done. You're putting money in. Now, that money you put in is going to hurt you twofold. Well, multiplefold. It's going to hurt you because Kickstarter takes a percentage of that money back. It's going to hurt you because the payment process takes a part of that money back. And it's going to hurt you because, guess what? You get taxed on it. You're going to get taxed pretty much on money that never should have been put into project in the first place. If you're not going to fund, and it happens, if you're not going to fund, rejigger what your project is, figure out what your issues were, why didn't it fund, and relaunch. There's no embarrassment in that. The embarrassment is being, I'm sure it's going to be at least a year and a half late. You're a year late. You've had this project, you've had to like 20 months now to work on it, and you're not even, you're spinning your wheels. Now, mind you, that $2,146 raised after Kickstarter, after fees, after taxes, after whatever other expenses have come up, how much is left? How much motivation is there to get this out? I don't know. So we're going to move on to a classic. And I call it a classic because, hey, it's Gareth. It's Far West. It's a classic. Talking about overdue Kickstarters, we're coming up on 7 fucking years. 7 fucking years on this Kickstarter being overdue. Now, the latest update from Gareth is from September 21st. I realize that you haven't heard anything from me in 2 weeks as of today, so I wanted to touch base with you and assure you that I haven't disappeared. Work is still ongoing. Those of you who have followed me and Eric on Twitter will know that Adamant got hit by some illness over the past couple of weeks. All right. Again, Twitter. Gareth lives on fucking Twitter. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. If he could write and whatever. What's the Twitter limit? 240 characters? Or did it increase it? Maybe now it's 320. Whatever. If he could write in those kind of clips, this thing would have been done 6 years ago. In any case, this illness, which is quite a feat, given that we're in a virtual office, separated by 2,000 miles. Eric often says that years and years of doing big conventions in August and September have worn a groove in our immune systems. So now we get con crud without even going to the cons. Now that's twofold. The con crud excuse has been used before. I know Gareth is probably alluding to that to make a joke. And we're supposed to feel guilty that he's not going to these cons. Dude, give us our shit, okay? I'm sorry. Give us our shit. Excuses are enough. The next delivery to you will either be occurring later this evening or more likely Monday. And since we're both feeling much better, I expect things will be back up to full speed in the coming week. I don't know what the fuck full speed is for this guy. He's had 7 years of, I don't even want to call it treading water. If you are a backer of Far West, I feel your pain. I, myself, backed for 150 fucking bucks, hoping to get Far West style art by Rick Hershey, which I didn't. I got some bad Photoshop from Gareth. that's going to be my limited edition and my portrait, and I'm not going to receive a print of the book. How am I going to receive a print of this artwork? I'll be embarrassed to fucking do anything with. In any case, that is the Far West update. Isn't that exciting? I will include, in addition to that, a link to www.mutedhorn.net/far-west-delivery.estimates, where we have delivery estimates from Gareth from going back to the original estimate of December 2011. And I gotta scroll down this thing, it takes a while here. Hold on a second. Our last estimate was given Saturday, September 1st, 2018. That's the 71st update. As I said above, more are coming this weekend as we sign off on them, with the rest coming within the week. Within the week. Well, it's now it's within the month because it's October 1st, Gareth. I think you missed it. Yeah, just a wee bit. All right, now this is one that people probably, a lot of people have, I don't want to say forgotten, but chalked it up to, I don't know. It's never going to happen. It's in the ether. Artisan Dice does handcrafted polyhedrals. I back this shit. There are people waiting 5 fucking years for dice. No delivery on them. Now, I got my dice, I think it was a year and a half late or something like that. And I got my dice. It wouldn't be as bad if this motherfucker wasn't constantly publishing videos of his dice factory. And they're cutting the metal, they're cutting the wood, this piece with the teeth broke. They're doing all this shit and showing it on their website. And there are backers of this Kickstarter. Backers of Kickstarter raised $292,000. And there are backers 5 years later who haven't got shit. Why? Because Charlie is putting your money, your backer money, to produce dice for new customers and sell dice at conventions. Because, you know, he's making a business out of it. Where, meanwhile, quote, the investors, the people that believed in him, the people that had fucking faith in Charlie, are still being stiffed 5 fucking years later. That is not somebody I would want to do business with. That is not somebody that I, if I'm listening to this right now, and said, hey, I want some damn cool wooden dice made from Coca-Cola wood or wood from Jerusalem. Go somewhere else. If nobody else is making it, don't get this. Not saying the quality isn't there. Not saying that. But the honesty to the customers, the true customers, the backers, there is none. There fucking is none. When was the last update on this Kickstarter? July 26th. July 26th of 2017. And of course, it's a video. It's a video, and I understand it. I like to do my podcast. But he hasn't updated, okay? 14 months, over 14 months. So backers are being told you can go fucking screw. All right, I hope you'll appreciate that. You can go screw. Charlie took your money. You might want to file a police report for your lost money, because you're not going to see your product at this point. I'm sure I got mine after a year and a half because I was a blogger of some note. But yeah, well, here we're going to go on to somebody else who got me product, and people are still waiting years later. And again, If you ask about him as a person, I hear that John is a very good person. All right, let me explain what happened here. Appendix N Adventure Toolkits, DCC, RPG modules. This was due to backers. July 2012. So not quite as long as Gareth. And he has been trickling out stuff. John is a horrible businessman. All right. Here is the issues. Here is what happened. John had stretch goals. So, and they were fucking falling fast and furious. So his stretch goals, in the end, put, I think, 5-6 books into your pocket for as low as of an investment of, I don't know, $20. It was fucking ridiculous. And he planned on shipping each one as he completed it. Well, I got news for you. I backed at $101. I backed at the 5 copies of each. In the back of my head, even then, I kind of knew maybe you're pissing away money. Because John was never the quickest to ship out product when you bought it from him, whether it was the Sword and Sorcery White Box boxed set or the game boxes that he put out. There were people waiting on that stuff forever. The math doesn't work out. If I'm going to get basically what amounts to, I think, 30 books for $100, including shipping, and you're going to ship it multiple times, like at least 3 times, you're losing money. You're losing fucking money. Nearly 19,000 was raised on this one. Okay, of a $1,000 goal. Where's the money now? This is 6 years later, folks. That money's been long spent, probably on getting the rewards that they got out to people. But that's it. That's it. It's done. And so I got my copies of the first 2 releases, 1 shipment, when other people got nothing. And then other people after me got the first 4 releases shipped. I never got the next 2. Or I paid for 5 or 6 different releases. I only got the first 2. But then he realized, because it's been 6 years, and I guess shipping has probably doubled since then, he put out a call. If you can give more money, I'll expedite your shipping. I'm not throwing good money after bad. I can't do that. I mean, I like John. He means well. He is an incompetent fuck when it comes to business decisions. He's also had a shitload of personal issues that have come up. Deaths in the family, which nobody should ever be burying a child. I understand that. And God bless you, John. You've been through a lot. But as a businessman, anybody who puts another buck in your pocket is out of their fucking mind. Due diligence, folks. Due diligence. John, it's a shame because you do good work when you do work, when you get it done, and you haven't been. So, that's it, folks. Some people have taken some hits. It is what it is. It is what it is. And that's why I try to do due diligence as best I can on new projects. This one had a lot of warning signs, but it was just too good to pass up. And I was like, wow, 5 copies of each. Look what I can give away to my community. Yeah, no, didn't happen that way. All right, folks, thank you for listening. I appreciate you stopped on by. If you like what you hear, please support Patreon. Via Patreon or via the Anchor app for the price of a cup of coffee a month. Be well. Stay healthy. God bless. Roll your dice well. And I will talk with you all on the morrow.